Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius Sun, Scorpio Moon, Taurus Rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag Sun, Leo Moon, Libra Rising.
And we're your Astro Sluts. It's our final episode of season four.
We've traveled around the
world. Around the whole world in eight episodes.
Slay.
Huge slay. Today we're going to be talking about the astrology of moving, focusing more on transits and when you might move as opposed to where. You can listen to our astrocartography episode if you're looking for where you should move.
Yes. If you have checked out our episodes lately, you might notice that our quickies have a new look. So if you are ever looking to get in a little astrology on the go in under 15 minutes, usually sometimes we ramble and sometimes they're literally like an hour.
Sometimes it's 45.
And they're not super quick.
But it's one segment.
Right. So if you're looking to get a one segment astrology lesson in, you can check out our quickies. They have a new cute Hot Wheels pink and green car on the cover.
It's
so you'll be able.
So cute. I'm obsessed.
It's literally
with the cover.
So cute. My boyfriend made it.
Shout out, boyfriend.
Shout out, boyfriend. No, it's literally so cute. So easy to spot. You can always tell the difference between a full length episode and a quickie. If you're in the mood for something different.
Thanks for calling Astro Sluts. Leave your birth time.
If you want to know how to get that guy, text their mom. We're going to need that time. We'll be your latest crush. Call us Astro Sluts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you have any personal updates for us?
Not much. This week was kind of like fake.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was traveling for work, so I was like gone all during the week, and then I got back to work yesterday, and then it was Friday, and I'm just like weirded out that it's the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just confused, honestly. My body's confused. It's warm out here. It's, like, really hot right
now.
Yeah,
the high is, like, 80 or something in Chicago today.
Yeah, and we were in the, like, the Bay Area for work. So, like, California, but not, like, summer all the time. California was literally 90 degrees. Like, it was high 80s
when
we were there. Yeah. It was also just weird. Like, my body's just like, what season is it? Where are you? What are you doing here?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, I'm just confused. How about you?
Well, I did not travel for work. So it was a crazy
I abandoned office.
Yeah, I felt like I was doing like four people's jobs this week. Which was just a lot. But, you know, we made it through. I got a lot of you did great work this week.
Yeah.
So
we love
I'll
validation.
Take it. We love validation. I was like, well, thank you guys for saying that because I would have been spiraling all weekend being like, it's over for me. That's all. I didn't do enough. Classic. But, you know, not quite as moved into my home as I would like to be. It is starting to look like a house now.
No, it for sure is.
So that's nice. Like, there's some shelves that are filled with homey things.
Yeah.
And my therapist convinced me to just focus on one room at a time. Because before I was just like opening a new tab, shopping for this thing that we need, and then thinking of some other random thing that we need in some other room. And then opening a new tab. And then pretty soon I have 800 tabs open.
Right.
And there's one thing in every room. Like, okay, let's do one at a time.
Yeah.
So now I have an adorable green bathroom.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. So I'm very proud of that. Yeah. And I've just, you know, just been burnt out for weeks. So sorry that this is the end of our season, but your bitch needs a break.
So. Yeah.
So we will be resting and restoring and planning for the new year. Not to say that you won't be seeing us.
Yeah, no, we'll be floating.
We'll be around.
We'll be around. But yeah, we need to
recuperate.
Relax.
Yeah. It has been quite a lot.
Yeah. So as season four comes to a close, make sure you share with all your friends, send them your favorite episode from the season, maybe send them our Instagram, a funny TikTok that makes you think of them. Continuing to spread the word always helps us lots. And catch up on episodes. If you missed a few episodes this season, you have plenty of time to get all caught up for when we have season 5 coming your way. And make sure to stay tuned for quickies. Get caught up on the quickies. They're actually really great, and I think they are just as fun and useful as the full-length episode. So if you haven't tuned into some of those, get on it.
And feel free to keep submitting your questions mm-hmm. or requests for the podcast. We have links in our bios that say like season 4 submission form, or, you know, depending on when you're listening to this, something along those lines. It's just a little Google form that you can fill out and mm-hmm. be featured on the podcast, and we'll give you advice.
Yes.
All right, let's get do the episode. It. Our first little segment is Talk Astro to Me. If you have been listening all season, you already know, but for our new listeners, we do a little astrology-inspired, like, icebreaker, conversational starter. Mm-hmm. And somehow we've timed this perfectly.
I don't know. I was impressed.
This was not on purpose.
No. It's very good.
Yeah. But I will start with an Aquarius question this week. As we know, Aquarius is very, like, future-oriented. Mm-hmm. So what are you most looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to, honestly, just, like, the holidays. Like, I really am a Christmas bitch. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to, like, first snow vibes, Christmas decorations, lots of food, and my birthday. I'm going to be 25, so I'm looking forward to just doing, like, fun things and fun Christmas and birthday things.
Yes, celebratory.
Yeah.
I'm like, before I forget, we do need to discuss Thanksgiving for our parents.
Yes, you're right. Okay.
So let's do that later.
Great. Perfect. My Pisces question this week. What's the last dream you remember?
Oh, I had such a weird dream the other night, and I can't. Maybe this was the dream. Okay. It was a work dream, yeah. But like not really. I can't remember the details anymore. I'm upset about that. Okay, in the dream there was some sort of like academy.
Uh-huh.
Attached to our work or something. Like it was, or maybe it was like sort of like you know, we all went to like this special, I don't know, like advertising academy. Yeah. And then like maybe when you graduated, you could like go into different like
right
agencies kind of thing. Uh-huh. I can't tell you any more about the dream, but it
That's
was
funny.
Wacky. It was giving like high school drama.
Totally.
Meets like some sort of. I don't know.
Was it with actual people from work kind of vibe?
No, it was just me. I don't remember anyone else in it.
Uh-huh.
It was more so like, yeah, I can't remember the plot, but like structurally it was like.
Yeah.
I'm thinking funny. Like either like Sabrina the Teenage Witch where they're in like.
Yeah.
The revival.
Right.
I love musical the revival. The reboot. Where they like are at this like academy that yeah. is like the center of their society.
Okay.
Like
okay.
all the kids yeah, go to the same academy.
Everyone goes there and then shoots out from it kind
yes.
of thing.
And there's like different paths you can take mm-hmm. from what you learn at this like specialized academy.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you more because it was crazy.
That's so good.
I'm
I
sad
love
I didn't
that.
Write it down or anything, but
amazing. Yeah. Thank you. This season, we have been tapping into all things in the current sky, so we will give you an update every week on what you can expect, what you can look forward to, and what's happening around you. You want to get into our first topic of the week?
Sure do. So we missed A Current Sky last week. If you didn't listen to our Chinese astrology chat with Tiff, our first guest ever on the podcast, go listen to last week's episode,
yes,
because
please.
It was so much fun and we learned so much, and Tiff is just so cute. So we, since last week, have now entered Scorpio season on October 23rd. It's giving spooky, mysterious, it's dark, it's time to like hole up in your house and not speak to anyone kind of vibe. Definitely like that like preparation for winter vibe.
Totally.
Where you're like, okay, you know what, I actually can like let go of the summer now, like,
yeah, we're collecting our nuts for the winter.
Right. And like, I also think Libra is very like, oh, wouldn't it be nice to like have a partner? And then Scorpio season, like, you're getting horny. You're like, yeah. No, I need to find
like
someone
right now.
Like,
yeah,
let's
totally.
Go. So yeah, that happened on the 23rd, and then on the 25th we had a solar eclipse in Scorpio, which is like our new moon of the season. A solar eclipse is going to be like an amplified new moon, but in general eclipses are very like unexpected, like uncertain, uneven times where like things are just gonna like happen out of the blue. Like, you're never gonna be able to like anticipate what an eclipse is gonna bring for you.
Yeah, definitely. Just like could also like unearth things like you maybe never like thought about, didn't care about, or even like think of, and now you're just like, okay, well, now this is a thing.
Yeah. Or potentially like whatever you've been like putting off is gonna like come back to
totally.
Like bite you.
Totally.
I don't know if anyone else has been feeling this for like the past like probably at least like 2 weeks, but just like I've just been feeling so much more sensitive and just like everything is like hurting my feelings kind of like more than usual. Like, a boy was like semi mean to me at work the other day, and I like cried at my desk about it. Like,
yeah,
like just things that like you know would not have bothered you
totally,
on another day
totally.
And you're just like, it's just like the
just
wrong
hitting
time.
Hard.
We are going to be talking way more about eclipses very soon. You know we love a bonus. You can keep track on our socials for maybe a more exclusive experience with us soon.
Yeah.
More to come on that. So, wink, wink, stay tuned. But Scorpio is going to just be, like, as we know, like, mysterious, like, very deep and intimate and complex and transformational. So.
Yeah. Definitely.
Hope you're all doing well, besties.
Yeah. You can also always, if you want to see where these like eclipses are going to hit, you can always check out your birth chart for the houses. So this one is in Scorpio, so check out the house that Scorpio is in. And you can also look at Taurus, since those are the opposing signs we're working with.
The next like
in
lunar
our
eclipse
season
should be in Taurus, I believe.
Next up, we'll talk about my favorite, Jupiter. So Jupiter is going to go back into Pisces shortly. So that is going to be on October 28th. It is currently when we are recording this, if you're listening when this comes out, it's currently in Aries. And then so we're going to be going back to Pisces where it was earlier this year. Jupiter is going to stay in Pisces almost through the end of the year, like December 21st. Although Jupiter won't be in retrograde that whole time. So Jupiter's currently in retrograde, and the retrograde ends on November 23rd. So we've only got a month left of this little retrograde period for Jupiter. But we have a little bit longer with Jupiter in Pisces. Jupiter is like the traditional ruling planet of Pisces. So this is a very happy placement. You can think like the abundance of Jupiter plus like the lack of boundaries and limits with Pisces. It's just like, it's giving it all, really.
Yeah.
Lots of goodness to come if you're willing and happy to accept it. And for this one too, you can also check your birth chart for the houses, so you can see where Jupiter's been for the past like almost 6 months now in Aries, and then check out where it's going to be like re-illuminating essentially for the next couple months. And then we'll just go back into Aries and we'll go back again through the cycles.
I do believe the last time Jupiter entered Pisces, which was when it was not in retrograde, maybe like last year.
It was, I want to say, last spring.
So I'm not positive. It was like
second vaccine.
Yeah, it was like when I think like mask mandates got lifted. It was, I think it was like the day.
No, Jupiter, it literally was.
To Pisces. So just, you know, a reminder that we can think of all of these big transits that we cover in Current Sky as like communal, how they affect like the world and like as context, to just like,
totally
whatever current events.
That was like the first time it was very much like the pandemic's over, and then it was like Delta, but like it was the period where there was like not a scary variant. Was like last Jupiter in Pisces, so it was just like,
and
everyone
was like, we can do whatever we want.
It was like, oh my god, it's summer, oh my god, we can go out. It was like that, like, oh my god, I just got my booster shot. Like, it was like that era. So good vibes to come. For sure.
In theory.
And
also like retrograde is like reflecting and reassessing. So interesting to see how similar opportunities could be like surface. Approached in a different way.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Did we learn what we needed to last time, kind of thing?
We'll see.
We'll see. And now it's our astro education segment. As we mentioned before, we are discussing when you might move based on your astrology and transits. There's kind of like two parts to this. So we're going to talk about first which placements in your birth chart to look at, what is going to affect them, and then we'll get into like which transiting planets are moving and are going to like hit the natal placements.
Yes.
So I guess we'll start out with the moon, So find the moon in your birth chart, and then we'll keep this place in mind for later. But the moon represents like your inner self, your emotions, and rules Cancer, which therefore is associated with like your home and family life. So we can see why this could be affected when you're gonna move.
Yes.
I think like we can all identify just with like when you're feeling like emotionally like unsafe, it is typically like a time when like you're like, I need to have a change in scenery. Like,
totally.
I need to like go somewhere where I feel safe, or like, you know, that's like that feeling of like security is so attached to like
where you are. Yeah, definitely.
So I guess briefly, I'll just also talk about different aspects that will apply to all of these placements. But like if something is like sextiling or trining your moon, it's going to be like more of a happier move. It's going to be something that you want to do, that you've been planning on, that you're like excited about. But then if it's an aspect like a square or an opposition, it might be like you're being forced into moving. Something more challenging. There might be like hurdles that you need to get across.
Or like just like your lease is up.
That you're like oh, I forgot.
In 2 weeks.
Exactly.
So I will get into our next placement, which is our IC. If we remember, this is one of our angles. So we have like our ascendant, descendant, across, and then our MCIC line that runs like up and down. And our IC is our lowest point on the birth chart. So that's like where you feel like rooted and grounded. It has a lot to do with like your home, your like family life, all those things. So obviously that's going to have to do a lot with where you live and where you plant yourself. Transits to like either of those angles, though, I think could affect this, just because like the MC and IC are essentially connected. So we'll talk more about like IC, but you could look at it either way, just since it is a everything is all connected, but that is like one line essentially. This, so anything like Ob said earlier, we'll get into like planets that might trigger these kind of placements, but any of those aspects we talked about could prompt like a move. It also feels like even like an extended like stay at home or like moving like back to your parents' house or like someone from your, maybe like your sister's coming to live with you. Things like that, like kind of like integrating family even, I think, could be a part of this. Or maybe it's like you're extending your family or like building a home with like your friends or your partner, things like that. So really like kind of like settling into like where you want to be, whether that's just like from where you were born or like the life you're trying to create. I think it could be either here.
And then lastly, transits to the fourth house are really big for moves. Your IC may or may not be in the fourth house. Your fourth house is the house of home and family, so also attached to the moon, very similar. These are all like similar,
all very connected
themes.
Places.
Any planet that enters your fourth house is gonna affect these areas of your life. It's gonna bring up things about your parents. It's gonna bring things up about like if you're feeling secure in this life. It doesn't mean that like any planet is going to be causing you to move.
Right.
Of course, the faster moving planets, like your inner planets, and especially like the moon, the transiting moon, enter your fourth house like very often. Of course, that doesn't mean like we all
we're
move
just moving
every
all
year.
The time.
Yes. So that's why we're gonna like focus on the outer planets. Just, you know, logically why the outer planets are for our next section, like gonna be the transiting planets that are gonna affect like a literal move as opposed to just like something bringing up stuff that like is your ancestry or like makes you want to like, I don't know, buy a new comforter or like get a new couch.
And all those things like do still relate to home.
Yes.
But just like as a reminder too, like our outer planets just move slower. So it's not like, oh, the moon is in Capricorn, which is like where my fourth house is. Like again,
it's
like,
time to move.
Right. Like that happens like every week essentially. Yeah. So good reminder that the outer planets are probably going to have more of an impact here, or just things you might feel like bring up bigger life changes where like maybe you're just going to treat yourself to a new candle when, like, your moon goes into your fourth house.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So up next, we're going to get into the transiting planets that you can look for that will make either, I guess just for clarity, the planets we're about to mention. Look for them when they're either going to, like, trine, sextile, oppose, conjunct, whatever, all of either your moon or your IC. And then when they enter your fourth house.
Yes. Lovely. So I'll start with Jupiter. So when Jupiter is transiting any of the above placements, I feel like this would just feel like kind of like a level up in terms of moving. Gonna feel like abundance and like a happy time to be like making a change essentially. So maybe it's like a bigger place, maybe it's just like a building or a space you like more than you liked the place you were living in before. It could be like the location, maybe you're just like moving somewhere else you've like always wanted to move, or it could be like expanding in terms of like maybe you go like are going there because you got a really great job and like that's where it's bringing you, or you're moving in with your partner, or you just got a new pet and you're living somewhere that you can have a dog, like things like that. I think could feel like expansion in like any kind of way. It doesn't of course always mean you're gonna like move into like a mansion home, but
just like success related moves.
Yeah, absolutely, like posy vibe moves. Yeah, so definitely gonna be like a happy time to do those things, or it might just like kind of like catapult you into like making a positive change.
Love that.
And then next up we have Saturn. It's a little bit of a different vibe. I feel like Saturn is almost like, I think you could look at it as like getting your life in order vibes. It could feel like kind of like new era. Maybe it feels a little more serious. Almost like either like you have like you're moving into your own place for the first time from like a roommate situation, or you like went through a breakup and you're like, fuck, now I need to live somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's kind of that energy. It's, I wouldn't say like you're being I don't want to say like you're being forced to move, but it's just like a different,
you
like,
have to. It's yeah, for like work or it's something. It's for something. Like you're being relocated because of a new
exactly.
A job.
Exactly. They're like, oh, you live here now. And you're like, okay. Or like you don't live here now. And you're like, okay, perfect. Like, oh, let me find
somewhere
else.
Yeah, or like
else.
Your parents like being like, you need to move
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Definitely could feel like growing up kind of vibes. Mm-hmm. Even it's like, maybe it's like you're buying a place for the first time or yeah, just like not living like with your family or with your parents. Very Saturn, very adult.
Yes.
Energy.
So up next is Uranus. Uranus in the fourth house is, just from what I researched, a huge moving time. Like number one time when you're going to move. So obviously I looked up when like Uranus was going to enter my fourth house. It's going to be in 2039. I was like, huh, that year exists. I was like, that year's going to happen.
Literally, like, why?
Isn't that really scary? Mm-hmm. We're going to be like 40.
That doesn't sound good either. 2039.
No. And that's going to be happening.
And like, it sounds like it's in the future. Well, it is. Well, that would be why.
That's exactly it. You're mm-hmm. on the right track.
Oh my God, you'll be like 41 or something.
Yeah, super weird. Mm-hmm. So we'll report back on that. Yeah. But Uranus in any of these like kind of aspects, transits, etc., it's going to be just like very like all of the sudden you're like, let's move, or like kind of like last minute. Uranus is very like chaotic energy, very disrupting, so it might be something just like unexpected or out of the blue, like let's move. People also tend to like move a lot during Uranus transits, like mm-hmm. you might move and then be like, oh my gosh, actually this is the wrong place, let's move again, and then oh, actually this, now I got a new job and I actually have to move to a different city now. So it's very like mm-hmm. unsettled, going all over the place kind of vibe.
Interesting.
Up next is Neptune. A Neptune transit to something we mentioned before. It's mm-hmm. just going to be like, of course, we always say Neptune is so dreamy. You might just be like coming up with like other lives you could live. Mm-hmm. Like imagining mm-hmm. like all these other
what
like.
What if I had this other job?
Yeah. What if we just like moved to the country and like became little cottagecore fairies?
Totally.
Is very Neptunian. You are going to be like potentially just like wanting more than what mm-hmm. you have. As we may remember, Neptune is the modern ruler of Pisces, whereas Jupiter is mm-hmm. the traditional ruler. So those planets are like connected in a way, like there is the center of that
Venn diagram.
But very like head in the clouds kind of transit. You might be like skipping over the details, so mm-hmm. not necessarily a good time to move, but you might be thinking about
you
it.
You might be feeling called to do so. Totally.
So just, you know, double check your bank account. Double check the lease. Really, really stop and think about the logistics.
Love that.
Spoken from many earth placements.
Yes.
And lastly is Pluto. Pluto, as all of these are, but of the planets, like Pluto is the slowest moving planet. So, you know, not everyone is going to have Pluto in their fourth house ever. Like you might never have Pluto in the fourth house. So obviously this might not happen for everyone. I mean, it will most likely transit something.
Right.
But not quickly by any means. A Pluto transit is going to be like major change and transformation. It might be like moving really far away from where you currently live, and it's going to be like a lasting change in your life. This is not like a temporary move. This is like changing the course of your life. And which I guess I would like to say, not to be scared of any transits.
Yeah.
Don't like look up when one of these transits is coming and being like, oh my God, but I really love my life and where I'm living right now. And I love my apartment. Like, I don't want to move. Like, first of all, these don't mean that you're going to move. They're just potential opportunities. Just if you're trying to move, these are good things to look for.
Yeah.
And just like in general on transits, like the universe has in store like exactly what you need. So anything that sounds like it's going to be scary or challenging, like it might be, but like you can handle it.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like better for it on the other side of it.
Yeah, absolutely. The universe will never give you more than you can take on.
Exactly. So yeah, those are some placements and transits to look into if you're trying to move or if you're just curious.
Something else, just going back to eclipses briefly. Eclipses can also be like another kind of trigger point for movement, wanting to move, just bringing up those feelings, especially if you have like placements in like your moon sign, of course, that like the eclipses are taking place in, or like they hit any of those points we talked about earlier. Yeah. But that could be something else to look out for if you're like, again, toying with the idea, and maybe you have like eclipses like that are exactly hitting in your big three, like you might be seeing some major changes coming up.
Yeah, or especially like if eclipse is happening in your fourth house, you might be like, oh, okay,
yeah, here we go.
Time to move. Or like the basement flooded, or like, you know what I mean? It's like, okay.
Yeah, like I guess here we go.
Yeah. So as we know, I just moved. Yes. So I was like, oh, I guess I should probably look up my transits of like what was happening. So I pulled up my transit chart. If you would like to do this, you can go to astro.com, click on extended chart selection, and there's like a little drop down thing of like the type of chart you want to calculate, and you can find like the transit chart and then type in the date of what transits you want to see. I looked up the date of when we came to see our apartment, like the day we found it and like went to go see it. And there was just quite a lot, of course. Fun.
Yeah.
So first of all, there was Uranus opposing my natal moon. Very fitting.
Yes.
As we all know, the wifey and I have not been together like that long. So I feel like this is very representative of like, I was changing my mind like on the daily. When we started talking about living together, I would one day be like, oh my God, yeah, that's going to be so fun. And the next day being like, what am I thinking? That is the worst idea ever. We are crazy. No way. Which was obviously like not the vibe. So we worked through that. Eventually I was just like, fuck it. Like, let's do it. And this is just like a side note, but like, I literally was like, we can start looking, and if we find like the perfect place, then I'll be like, okay, fine, the universe is like, yeah, you should do this. And then that's exactly what happened. Over the summer, there was also, I had like Jupiter square my IC, just like recently. But so, you know, leading up to us moving in together, I was just kind of like feeling like it was time for a change.
Yeah, definitely.
It was like, as we mentioned earlier briefly, like any transits to your, not any, but like most transits to your IC are also going to affect your MC, whether that's like if it's opposing, conjunct, or like square, those are going to have the same effects on both like your IC, which is your home, and your MC, which is like more career stuff. So I was kind of feeling like this like push and pull between like just like what do I need to prioritize, like is it a career, is it like like a job, or like money, or is it like what I want my home life to look like. And I felt like Jupiter was like, we want to have it all.
Yeah,
and the square,
just do it all right now.
And the square was like, no, you can't, like you can't like love where you're living and also be doing what you like really want to be doing. And like I was just totally feeling that like, oh yeah, I can't win. Also, just to note, like squares do typically like force you into change, and I do feel like I got this new job and immediately was like, no, I have to move now. Like it was like no option. It wasn't really, we were thinking about it anymore. I like got this job and I was like, nope, moving time needs to happen like as soon as possible, like no choice. And then lastly, I have Saturn square my moon around this date. I think this is also part of like that push and pull that I have been describing this whole time of being like, I don't know. Saturn is like very restrictive and like authoritative. And of course, like your moon is your emotions. So I think I was like, it was totally like my little heart was like, no, like let's move in together. And Saturn was like,
are
no.
you sure?
Like was like, that seems like not the responsible thing
totally,
to do. Like,
totally.
That's not what like someone else would do kind of thing. So yeah, just some interesting things that like totally exact, like those exact like
absolutely.
Things were happening just for me when I was moving. Yeah. So maybe they're happening for our folks at home too. You can like look up a time you moved in the past if you're just curious if something lined up, or look for these transits in the future.
Yeah.
See when it might happen.
I know. Now I want to look up like probably more my parents because I was pretty young, but like when we like moved from the suburbs and then moved to the city, and then my parents didn't like the house and then immediately moved somewhere else. We moved like three times that one year.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
you should look where where Uranus was.
Literally. That's what it was. When you were saying Uranus, I was like, oh, that
was
very much like had to have been in like someone of our, like someone was having a Uranus transit in that family at that time, because it was like, okay, we'd unpack and settle. And then it was like, never mind. We don't like it. Do something else.
It would be interesting to see. I'm sure you guys all were having transits
right
like this, but I do wonder like the connection between like if you are not the person deciding where you're living,
exactly,
like, if you live with like your parents or just like as a child, like what do your transits look like versus your parents.
Very interesting. If you are just tuning in for the first time in season four, first of all, you're late to the party, but I will still explain to you what's happening next. We are on our layover right now, which is our little time to talk about something non-astrology related. So this week we thought it would be fitting to talk moving in with your partner. Obviously, Aub just did that. And they're
and
about
really
a month.
We really glossed over it.
Right. I'm like, they're about a month in. So now they're an expert. And
exactly.
And we're here to tell you about it.
Just funny, like I actually feel like I have barely seen my partner since we moved in together. They've just been like traveling a lot, like on the weekends and stuff. So just I'm like, oh my god, if we were not living together, like I would probably not see them. Granted, we were kind of living together before, essentially, like we were literally just like doing a few days at their house and then packing up, like they'd pack up a bag to spend a few days at my house,
right,
and I'd pack a bag to spend a few days at their house. So it's not like, it doesn't feel that different aside from like now we only have to grocery shop once, and like we have to like combine our stuff and like find an aesthetic for the home that feels like both of us,
definitely,
which is, you know, take some time.
Yes,
it takes some time.
Working on
it takes some time to do. We like knew we were gonna be great roommates just because I don't just like little things of like we're very like opposites in complementary ways. Like I really like to organize stuff, but I hate like cleaning a house. Like I don't want to scrub the floors, and they like love to clean stuff, but they have no organizational skills. So like things like that, it just like house responsibilities are like divided up really easily.
Definitely,
which is nice. I always thought I wanted to live alone. Like, that has been something I've been dreaming about since, like, my freshman year of college. Just being like, I hate, like, living with other people. I've had such a hard time with it in the past. Like, don't speak to any of my old roommates anymore. Like, I just think I needed, I, like, needed that, like, intimacy, I guess, with someone else. Like I love living with my partner now, and I'm like, I go home and if they're not there, I'm like, ah, Like, yeah. I have to spend the night alone.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Yeah.
Which is crazy for me to, like, that's how I was, like, feeling last night. And I was like, that is crazy that I feel like that, because that is not some, like, I'm so used to, like, in college and stuff. And when I was, like, living at home, even, like, if someone else is there, I'm,
yeah,
like,
why are you in my house?
Yeah. I'm like, I can't be myself. Like, I had such a hard day. I just, like, want to be, like, in a bad mood. And I would just, like, shut myself in my room. And now that I, like, can communicate with the person I'm living with openly and have to communicate with them about other things, it's, like, actually so much easier for me to live with someone that I'm already, like, established vulnerability and communication with.
Yeah, definitely. That's very nice.
I think, like, how we have talked about in the past when we're, like, how do you, like, communicate problems with your friends? It's, like, that thing of, like, it's so normalized to, like, work on stuff in a romantic partnership.
Totally.
And for whatever reason,
but you're just, like, my fucking stupid roommate keeps making their dishes in the sink, but, like, you don't know what to say.
It's so hard to, like, confront someone you, you're, like, you're not dating about that, but, like, if it's your partner.
Yeah, I, like, in an ideal world, you're already having you're already communicating and talking about stuff that you don't always want to. So, like, you can, like, a dish just is not a big deal then.
Yes. Yeah. And I also think there's more of, like, at least for me, I can feel like I'm a team with my partner as opposed to, like, enemies with my roommate. Of that, like, oh, they left their dishes in the sink.
Right, like, I hate them.
Yeah, I think it's just, you,
they're ruining my life.
You can build so much more resentment with with someone that, like, you either you don't really know, or someone that's just, like, kind of your friend that you're living with. Like, you just, like, eat, like, you just keep all of those little things that bother you, and they just, like, bubble inside of you until you're like, I'm moving out. Like,
no, totally.
Whereas, like, if you have that open communication, it's like,
or, like, doing, like, a little task for your partner, and, like, you can easily justify it, be like, oh, I'm helping them. But, like, I feel like you're just, like, I would not think that about someone else.
No, you're like, I'm not doing that for you. That's your job. But I'm going to be mad that you left this out, but I'm also not going to put it away for you.
Exactly.
And if it's, like, my partner, I'm like, oh, that's so cute. They have ADHD. They don't remember that this is out. They don't remember the sink is still on.
Right.
I'm like, that's so cute of them. I'll just turn it off.
That is so funny. Okay, I have a side question.
Yes.
Who did you live with after?
Hilarious. I lived with the famous...
Oh, my God. Okay. I was like, I know that. Like, I couldn't. Yes.
Yes. If you, there's no reason you would ever know this to our listeners.
I could not remember. That is so fucking funny. Like, I knew that.
Yes. No, my college roommate is, like, extremely famous now.
Yeah. That's so funny. Oh, my God. I always forget that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, why do I always forget that? And I literally send them your TikToks, and you're like, hello. And I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. Or I send you their TikToks, and you're like, hello. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Right. Why? I don't know why that's, like, random piece of information doesn't live in my brain.
No, because it just feels fake.
Yeah. No, I was like, it was a boy.
Yeah.
And that's all.
No, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
Yeah, I was going through, like, just the worst time of my life. This was famously right after the era of the Libra who ghosted me after family vacation, which was, like, just all-time low for me. I don't remember a lot from this period, but I was for sure just, like, drinking so much. I was, like, running out of classes. I'm like, sorry, Mom. I was, like, not all the time, but I was
Only a couple times
I was, like, running out of my classes because I had to vomit because I was, like, so hungover. And, like, I didn't make my bed for 6 months. I did not have a sheet on my bed for 6 months. I was just, like, sleeping on top of, like, the mattress cover.
Right.
And, like, a blanket over me. Not the vibe. So, yeah, it was obviously not the best roommate at that time. And then I, like, regret that I don't talk to him anymore, just because, like, we were really good friends, like, before we lived together, and I just, like,
No, that's just like what I was like. It was another friend, but I like cannot think of who the hell that would have been. Like, okay, that's so funny.
Yes. Yeah. Just one of those things where I was like, oh, I bet he hates me. But like, totally. He probably doesn't.
Right.
Like, no, I just literally. Get like very Scorpio moon about it. I was just really acting so Scorpio. Like I would not leave my room for like that whole year. Rough times.
It happens.
But yeah, hilarious. I hope I'm gonna obviously beep out his name. But so I hope all of your gears are turning on who literally. My old roommate could be, because it is such a good piece of trivia.
No, it is. It's like really good.
It's gonna.
It's so good. I forget.
Yeah, it is really. It's gonna be on like the bottom of my IMDb page.
Yeah, literally. Or, like, fun facts
about AJ Black, like.
Yeah, literally, I love that.
That's gonna be on there.
So we touch on this like briefly, but like you two moved in together like pretty quickly.
Yes.
How do you feel like you were like able to like one be fine with that for yourself and other like two? I feel like you were stressed kind of like about like public opinion.
I was definitely stressed about public opinion. I think like the number one reason I was like skeptical to move in together is I was like, people are going to judge us for this. Like, shout out U-Haul lesbians.
Right.
But like, I had to like really just like let go of that and be like, okay, actually, fuck it. What do I want to do?
Yeah.
And honestly, the fact that like neither my therapist nor my partner's therapist were alarmed that we wanted to move in together at all was like very comforting.
Yeah, like, totally.
I don't know. You kind of just like expect like, oh, like that's a really big decision or like that's a really big step. And yeah, my partner was really good about being like, let's not like look at like society like. Considers different steps in your relationship to be like
huge.
A test.
Yeah, totally.
Before we have a baby together, like let's see if we can handle a dog together.
Right.
And like they were like let's not look at it like that.
Like
it,
a test. Yeah.
Right. It makes sense for us to move in. It was like a serendipitous like they were not on like a month to month lease. Sort of like their release was not official anymore.
Not real.
Yeah, it was weird, and I needed to move, and it just like lit. It wouldn't. My options were like, do I get a studio apartment,
right.
or do we move in together? And we were just like, financially, like that.
Right.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Why would you both pay separately to like just be together all the time?
Exactly. Yeah. So we were like, okay, like that doesn't like make more sense. And we just had to be like, what do we want to do? What do we think is best for us? So
yeah.
That was really hard to like let go of. But I'm glad we did that. What was the first part of your question? Oh, quickly. Yes, we literally decided we were going to move in together and then, like, saw one apartment and we were like, this is the best apartment in the world.
Yeah.
And it is. We're recording on my rooftop right now. Mm-hmm. It is massive. We are so lucky. The rooftop is, like, we have private access to it, and it's the length of our entire apartment.
Yeah,
so it's like
literally the size of the apartment.
We have like double the space when it's nice out, which is crazy. I literally don't know what to do with this much space.
I know, it's literally so nice.
Yeah, my parents came to visit last week, and my dad was like, this place is huge! And we were like, but yeah, it was so chaotic, especially considering I am a triple fixed person. My whole big three are fixed signs. I was so stressed about like moving quickly, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna wake up in 3 weeks and have a new life. And it was stressful, and I just like those first 2 weeks or so that like went right when we moved were just like so horrible. I just like wanted to feel settled so badly.
Right.
But you know, we made it through. Things got a little bit more organized, and one more box was unpacked every day. Just a sneak peek spoiler, we're going to work on building a little set to record the podcast. So I'm excited for that. That area of the house to be.
Yeah, we're going to have a special little teenage bedroom.
Yeah, we're really excited about it.
Our new home.
Yeah, so I'm starting to finally feel like this is my house now.
Totally.
But, you know, the fixed girls, gays, and theys have a tough time with change. We've, like, as mentioned before, like, have to be forced into it. So it was just a lot.
Yeah.
What do you imagine living with a partner to be like for you? Would you rather live with a friend first? Do you want to live alone?
I don't know. I think I always just assumed I would live with someone or alone. Like a friend. That was obviously the two options. Yeah. Like, I meant like a friend.
Well, yes,
alone.
Someone.
Yeah. Someone or those no are the one. Options. I don't know. I'd probably live with someone or nobody. Really, whatever happens. Right. Me and me. Kind of like, I don't know. Like, whatever you think. Whatever just happens, happens. No, but I like really, really am trying to buy my first little place next year.
Cute.
I've been literally saving since I graduated high school, essentially. And obviously, like, we know I live at home. So I've just been like saving my coins for kind of a long time now. So
it's a very long time.
Yeah. So I'm almost there. I feel like I just want to have like enough that like not every single dollar I have is going to it.
That's fair.
So it's like I have to like get a little extra kind of thing. But that's like what I really want to do next year. And like just for basically for like resale or something, like value of the house, like I feel like it is just better to get like a two bedroom.
Yeah,
like I like there was like a tiny little studio that was like so cute, and I literally could have like bought or put a down payment for, I should say, like last up like over the summer, and I was just like what is, like, because it was so nice, but it was like, what's the point of like buying a studio?
Yeah,
but like it was just one of those things where you're like, okay, like it makes more sense to actually like buy something that someone else would want to live in.
Right.
Not just me.
Yes, totally.
So ideally then I would need someone to help me pay for it. Like if and I are still together, we'd live together. He can live at my house. It will still be my place though. And he can live there.
And yeah, that's fair. That's also
Yeah. And but yeah, I don't know. I'm not opposed to like living with like a friend. Like I think we could totally live together. Yeah. But I don't know how many other people I could like easily live with.
I literally was like, I'm either living alone, I'm living with Danny, or I'm moving with my partner. Like
exactly.
Just for the past few years. I'm like, there's no other
I know,
options
same.
Here.
So I think like that's also something that like is just like, I'm like, okay, well, you're already alone with someone.
Sorry.
But, so I think we would, like, move in together. I don't know. I, like, always thought I would live alone, too. But, like, I just, like, I really have lately, like, I just have, like, a lot of anxiety. And, like, I don't, it's not that I don't like being alone, because I do like being alone. But, like, I don't know if it's a thing about my house. I don't know if it's that I don't like being in my house alone, because I am usually there with other people. Or if it's the thing in general. Like, I don't know what it, I have a weird time separating it.
Yeah. I found, I don't like being alone, like, particularly at night when I can't see the whole house. Mm. Like, before, my apartment when I lived in Boston was so small.
Yeah,
like,
that makes a lot of sense.
I could hear everything in every room. I could, like, see if there was, like, an intruder in my kitchen from my bedroom. Like, there was, you know, there was, I had a lay of the whole land. But then, like, when I was living in my parents' house alone, like,
There's
it's a
floors.
Huge house. Yeah. Like, I'm like, there could be someone in my basement right now, and I would have no idea.
I know. That's how I am where I live with my parents. So, like, it's just, like, we live in, like, a townhouse. It's, like, very stacked, so it's, like, very vertical, and it's, like, yeah, like, there's just, like, a lot of places for, like,
someone to hide.
Yes, literally. And I get freaked out, but then, like, I don't know, like, I go if I'm in a hotel or like I'm not bothered by being alone, but maybe it is just
like
a
the size and
a size thing too,
kind of
but
thing.
Also I don't expect to be with someone there, I think.
Yeah,
like I just was traveling and I knew I was going to be staying in a room alone, and I'm not so then I don't have anxiety. But then when someone is like, when I usually have like my parents or you or someone is in my house with me and then there's not someone, I'm like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
I'm no. like, what was that?
Yes.
Like literally, like I got so freaked out. So I think that's just something I've been like trying to think of too, is like, what do I want if I live alone and I'm just fucking scared all the time? Like, I'm like, well, I don't want to be scared.
That's really fair.
I know. Like, so that's like, I don't know. That's just nothing. Something I have, I think it's just like, I don't know. The world is so fucking scary and chaotic right now. It's like,
yeah.
I just like don't think I always had that anxiety. So me like living alone was like exciting and empowering. And now I'm like, well, I'm going to be fucking afraid.
Yeah. No, that's
like lights on at all the all hours. So I think it's either like a situation of like my anxiety levels need to calm down or I do need to live with someone.
Yes. I think like growing up, you know, this was for context, you know, when I was dating men, I was like, ew, I never want to live with my partner. Like, that sounds so horrible. Like,
yeah.
I'm never going to like feel like at home. Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have to like hide all this shit that I do all this like forever. I was like, ew, no, never doing that. And then, you know, it is actually so much nicer if you have someone you can like just be your...
Be yourself,
with, and
yeah,
like,
literally,
yeah. I think that is the difference for me. Like, I had never found like a connection with someone that I could just be myself with. Like,
yeah.
My friends were like the closest to that,
right.
And I was like, oh, I guess that's like what we should
right,
live
I'll
with.
I'll just do that then.
And then
yeah.
I hide in my room because I can't be myself except
yeah,
when I'm
to
alone.
Communicate, yeah,
right. And can't communicate. That's a separate issue that I'm like, okay, well, I guess I never have to do that now.
Yeah, literally.
But yeah, then like, yeah, my just perspective on living with a partner, I'm like, oh, I get it now. Like, this is actually like so much better.
I know. I guess like I also just like something else I've been going back and forth thinking about is like my boyfriend does. Like, sorry, I'm now just making this a really fucking long segment, but
I love it.
He like literally does everything for me. Like, he cooks and he doesn't let me clean up dishes. And like, he makes me tea. And like, he like everything, like when I stay with him, like everything is like,
mm-hmm.
He does all the chores and like he turns on the shower for me. And like, he like lights candles when I get in the shower. You know what I mean? Like, he's just like does everything for me. And I'm like, is that bad? Like, if we live together, I'm like, oh my god, is that so bad? But I'm like, that's so nice. But then, you know, and I just like obviously like have always seen myself as like a very independent person and like not really letting people do things for me. And I'm like, oh my god, I live like at home with my parents who take such good care of me. Like, my mom makes me breakfast, like my dad makes me a cup of tea in the morning, my dad makes me a cup of tea before I go to bed. And then I'm just gonna, if what if I move in with my partner and he's just like, makes me a cup of tea in the morning, it makes
yeah.
me breakfast, but like I'm having a lot of fun. You know, it's like a hard thing. I'm like, oh my god, like I just like eventually I'm gonna need to learn how to use a stove.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But like, I don't know, but at the same time, it's really nice to be able to just do my little work and relax and hang out, you know?
Yeah, I do think, like, if that's, like, also the difference between, like, getting a place together as opposed to, like, moving in with someone who already
yeah.
exists someplace, or, like, kind of, like, the opposite, like, when you go to your boy's house, like, that's, like, his territory,
yeah.
So, like, you can only ever feel so, like, at least from my perspective, like, you can only ever feel so empowered to, like, touch things.
I know.
And, like, put
totally,
things away.
Totally,
and, like, do things for yourself. Like,
yeah, because it's, like, not yours.
Yeah, it's, like, hard to, like, I know, like, obviously different levels of this, but just as an example, like, sometimes it's just, like, hard to get yourself a glass of water in someone
else's
house.
Yeah, like, you
house.
Just don't know where the water is. You don't know where the glass
how
is.
They
and then
do
you're just
things,
like, oh, Jesus
yeah.
Christ. Like, yeah, do you use the sink? Do you have a Brita? Do you use your fridge? Like, yeah there's just... clearly, I have anxiety. And, like, there are so many things I could... There's just so many things I could go wrong.
No,
you know?
I understand fully. My brain is doing the same exact thing. But, yeah, like... but if you have, like, if you both get a place together,
yeah,
then
it's
oh, we figure out how we do
yeah.
things now. Or, yeah, or, like, opposite. If it's, like, you buy a place, then someone's living there, it's kind
right.
of, like.
And, like, well, then you're my servant. I'm obviously kidding, but like,
yeah,
maybe.
But no, it's like different like dynamics right. of like literally like territorial, like
yeah,
who is in charge, like
yes.
who owns
yes.
this?
Yes, I so, know. Yeah. It's interesting.
Like,
a,
like who, which of you is the dog that has, like, peed on this fire hydrant? And so it's,
right.
like, you know, anyone can use the fire hydrant, but it, like, is that dog's fire hydrant.
Yeah. No, it's just interesting. It's just things to think about.
It is things to think about. But.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. If you are signed up for texts, we would love you to text us
yeah.
about your experiences living with partners or not, just like moving and living situations.
Yeah, definitely.
Send us a text.
So if you want to send us a text and tell us about your experience, you can text us at 833-676-2680 and you text Astro, A-S-T-R-O. To that number, 833-676-2680. I always feel like I'm
Luna.
In a commercial.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's regional, maybe.
I know.
Sorry if you don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you while we're on our break. And yeah, we'll stay in touch. Next up is our Pass the Plate segment, which you may or may not be able to guess. It's not quite clear, but we love Disney Channel that we are passing our mics to our listeners in this segment. We have our submission forms and our link in bios that we are pulling these from, little advice, questions, etc.
Yeah.
Do you want to read this week's submission?
I would love to. This is a good one.
This is a great one.
All right. Hi, guys. I need advice on my long-distance relationship. I've been with my boyfriend for 2.5 years now, and he lives in Europe, and we haven't met yet.
I've got so many questions.
So many questions. Yeah. Aubrey also adores the show Catfish, if we've never said that. So as soon as I started reading this, I was
love this
yes. submission. Okay.
Love Catfish.
We're both young, and he has trouble really being mature and planning shit out, hence why he hasn't been here yet. I just want to know if this is something worth waiting for and if it's in the stars that we can be compatible and work it out for the next few years until he eventually moves to the States. And then I'll just read his big three and I can read our listeners' big three. So our European boyfriend, his big three is Sun in Scorpio, Cancer Moon. I forgot what I was going to say, even though I was looking at the page. Sagittarius rising. And our listener is a Libra sun, Scorpio moon, and an Aries rising. Okay. Do you want to start?
Sure. So first of all, I'm just dying to know how you met. I'm like imagining Plenty of Fish. No, I'm joking. I'm imagining like a chat room of like a VR chat maybe. I've pictured you both as like gamers. I don't know. That's probably not true, but that's just the narrative that I made in my head. Mm-hmm. The famous first question is, have we FaceTimed?
Right. That's also what I'm interested in too. Like, you're really young, so I'm assuming you are not being catfished, but like, are
there's
we
also
sure?
a chance. I like the chance that you are.
Yeah.
Not for you, but
not for you,
for the
but
plot.
I just want to put that out there. Like, yeah, have we seen mouth moving, sound coming out, face at the same time?
Yes. Answering questions
right.
in real time.
But
I am really impressed that it's been 2.5 years.
That
is crazy.
No, same.
I can barely handle my partner being gone for half a week.
No,
so.
I know.
Good for you.
Yeah, super interesting. I was going to get into something relevant, and then I want to say this.
Great.
but you said, like, gamers. I was like, my favorite 90 Day Fiancé story is, like, a couple met, and they duetted each other on Musical.ly.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, was
that's
it something
so
like that?
Cute. Yeah, it could be TikTok.
Like a TikTok duet. But I think that's just, like, a really, really, really current internet-y one. I'm like,
yes.
That is so funny. But anyways, I'll get into something applicable. I'm just going to do a little run through of the big three.
Yes.
And my thoughts on that. If you want to join in. So I'm thinking are the boyfriend's big three.
Yes.
So the Scorpio sun is what's giving me a red flag here.
Okay. Yeah.
Just because, like, I feel like if anyone were to be a catfish, it's a Scorpio.
Yeah. That's fair.
So that is my first what gives me pause. But his moon in Cancer for me is like, well, maybe he just doesn't want to fucking leave.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't want to travel for 8+ hours to go somewhere else that he's never been to before.
That's scary.
And also, like, Cancers, I feel like, don't often want to put themselves in situations where they don't know what the other side brings,
totally.
Kind of thing. Like, not only are you really far away, but maybe he's never been to the States. Maybe he's, like, never been to the States alone, or he hasn't met you in person. So it's like, what are we going to get when we get there?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, that, I'm like, I do see that being, like, a hold up kind of thing in, like, a not, in a no fault or like no, doing bad, menacing or something. That gives me like, he's not trying to like do wrong on you, but like he just like doesn't want to fucking leave his home. But his other Sag placements, rising Mercury and Venus, I'm like, he probably just
wants to travel the world.
Right. He probably is fine with that, but also maybe is just kind of flighty and like, so like when you're like, oh, he just hasn't like booked a trip, I'm like, really? In 3 years? But I'm like, okay, like maybe, but like it feels like he would be like someone who would be like excited to do that, or excited to like be in a long distance relationship or be cool with it.
Yes. My red flags here are that, like, the only things you say about him, like, the only things we know besides his birth info are that he's immature and can't, like, get it together to plan a trip. Like,
right.
I just would like to know why you aren't a priority, because you should be and you deserve to be. I've watched a lot of Catfish. If, like, 2 years could turn into 5 years, could turn into 10 years, like, really quickly. And like, if it was me, like, if I thought the love of my life was across the ocean and I found them, I would be working every day. Like, I understand that this is a huge trip, very expensive, like, that's not like accessible to everyone, but like, I would be working my ass off to save up enough money to go see the love of my life. Like, that would be like the number one thing on my mind, like my number one goal.
Right.
You know? Like, you like, oh, he's trying to save up enough money. You say he can't plan it.
I know. I think it is, like, I don't know. I think, like, also, like, you as a Libra, like, I think you really deserve to be, like, loved, like, up close.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that doesn't mean, like, I just personally, like, I don't think I could ever do long distance. Like, it's just, it's not in my character.
Yeah.
I've done it. It's gone terribly. And I think it's just something that, like, doesn't, like, for me, like, I wouldn't do it again without an end date.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, you obviously have, like, a Libra rising and, like, with your water moon, like, I think, like, you,
Libra
or,
sun.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
A Libra sun with your water moon and, like, an Aries rising, like, that's just, like, a lot of, like, there's a lot of, like, passion and romance and, like, lovey-dovey shit that could come out of that, and I feel like you should just, like, let yourself have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also just, like, Libra is, like, the peacemaker, you know, like, they want to just make everyone happy, like, not cause any problems. Like, I just want to make sure that he's not like walking all over you. Like, I'm sure you love him, and like, you just like, you will just like, will put up with like excuses kind of, and
right.
I want to empower you to like cause a problem. Like, I would imagine that it's important for you to meet him.
I know that is and like, I just really like, yeah, I think, like, we really just don't know people until we know people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, until we sit down with them face-to-face. And obviously you can have, like, wonderful phone conversations and wonderful FaceTimes maybe or texting, but like you really don't know people until your like lives like come together in a way that like they literally only can if you like even just are like on a at the same restaurant.
Yeah.
As someone, you know, mm-hmm. like, and so, I mean, after like 2 years, like, I think it's just something that like, I think if so, you said like 2.5, like maybe we call it like a 3. Okay. If it's been 3 years, like it's been 3 years of your young lives that someone cannot like, you can't figure out like, oh, if we can meet somewhere or I go there or he comes here or something, like it just seems like literally like what you said, like, then it's 10 years. Like, what is, like, you have to put, like, I think you have to just have, like, a hard foot down date. Or not even, like, a date, but, like, a time. Like, okay, I've waited 3 years. If you're not going to fucking meet me, you're never going to fucking meet me.
Like, yeah, like, how do you know he's ever going to move even?
Well,
like,
that's what I also, yeah, I forgot to say that.
You can't just be holding on for, like, this hypothetical.
Right.
If he's made, if there have been no signs of him actually doing this in the past, like, what do we think is going to change?
Yeah, like, are we, I know, that's, a, yeah, that was another one of my questions. Like, do we, is he literally moving? Or do we just assume that because we live here, like, yeah. he's going to move here? Like, do we know that? Is yeah,
or is like, this just something like, oh, yeah, one day I'll move and we'll live together.
Right, like, you'd also think one day my boyfriend would come visit me.
You would think that, wouldn't you?
But to be honest, I will tell you this, and maybe this will put it into perspective from you, because I had a boyfriend that lived an hour away, like in Indiana. We live in Chicago, but it was literally an hour drive. He would not come see me. It was too far. He couldn't get a car. He couldn't do this. That's an hour. So like, if someone's going to come see you, they're going to come see you. If they're not going to come see you, whether they're in fucking Indiana, the state next door, or across an ocean, like, they're not going to come see you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're
like,
going to figure it out. They're going to rent a zip car. They're going to do whatever they need to
right,
do to
like
see
people
you
are
if they
always,
want to.
Yeah. If people don't, right. Like, if he wanted to, he would. If he doesn't want to, he's not going to. Like, people will find solutions to things they want to find solutions to. And you can just as easily, like, come up with a no for every single thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I could not get this boy to visit me from literally 60 minutes. Away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then it's like, okay, well, this person's in Europe and we're having that problem. Like, what if he moves to the States and you live 45 minutes away in a suburb and he still can't figure it out?
Yeah. Yeah. All that being said, I do think most of your placements, like, I'm pretty happy with, like,
no,
compatibility.
I'm sure that's clearly why you have a nice connection.
Yes. Like, the, yeah, it's, there's a lot of, like, water and fire, like,
yeah, you both have Scorpio placements, and like,
it makes, like, compatibility wise like, it
yeah.
makes sense. I know that was like your question, like, I see, we see why you mm-hmm. you like him.
Yeah,
right? I think I would like to just focus on our listener who wrote in for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning with the Scorpio moon, I know, as a fellow mm-hmm. Scorpio mooner, we love our alone time. So, like, I could see how, like, in theory, like, long distance
totally.
Is, like, very
gives
doable.
Gives you kind of what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm sure you can have, like, really deep chats on the phone because you, like, literally can't, like, go on dates and whatnot. Like, so I'm sure you can talk about so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you can get a little freaky on the phone too. Like,
yeah.
Love that for Scorpio. And it's also just like very mysterious to like have the love of your life like across the ocean.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like there's
so,
an appeal
yeah.
for sure.
But I'm sure you also deal with like crazy jealousy and possessiveness,
mm-hmm.
especially like not knowing what he's doing all the time. Like, there's a time change. Like,
right.
you're going to be, like, going to sleep when he's, like, this is not, like, correct. But, like, metaphorically, like, you're going to be going to sleep and he's going to be going out for the night. Which
right.
is, like, you deal with that anywhere. But it's just, like, the fact that you can never see. Like, you don't see him with his friends. You don't see him with, like, other people. Like, you don't know
yeah.
you don't know what he's doing. I'm like, not to freak you out.
No, I know.
But like, I could see how like that's kind of like the shadow side of like that
totally.
Scorpio moon. Like, I'm sure that's just like a con
yeah
of your relationship.
No, absolutely. And also just like the Libra in the seventh house
mm-hmm.
in like, Libra placements already are just like, I'm so in love. Like, this works. Yeah. Like, everything's fine. Like, literally everything's great. And then it's like, so Libra's like already like very, obviously we know Libra's like very relationship-y. And then it's like the sun is there and you're just like,
yeah, like your core,
you want to be in love.
Your life, like, purpose. Like, yeah. You feel most like yourself when you're, like, in love and in a partnership.
Yeah, and it's just like,
yeah.
Let's not do that, though. Yeah. Like, only when someone deserves it.
Right. And, like, also the opposing, like, rising in Aries, mm-hmm. which is, like, what you have in your chart, Danny, is, yeah. like, the Aries is so impulsive, right? It's like the opposite of Libra that wants yeah. to be like partnered. Aries is fiery and independent mm-hmm. and does whatever it wants. Like, do we feel held back by this? Are I there know. Things that you want to be doing that you're maybe not doing because you're, yeah, like, you're like, oh, I have to go FaceTime
when he's yeah. awake,
right? We're just, these are just questions we're for just you to asking. Answer, and we're, you know, we're just asking. Exactly. Overall, is this a net positive?
Right.
Only you can know. Right. We can't know by looking at your birth charts. We can look at your compatibility and be like, yeah, I'm sure you guys get along, but that doesn't mean right. that this you is right for
together.
You. You don't say anything about how he makes you feel.
Yeah.
Which is maybe an answer in itself, but, like, are you happy? If so, mm-hmm. great. Like, great. But as we often conclude with, there are literally so many fish in the sea,
right,
as they say, and like, you are going to be astrologically compatible with so many of them,
right?
You're gonna get along with so many people in the world, just like statistically,
right?
And yeah, I don't know. You will know if in your gut if this is like right for you or not.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's just like what's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
It seems from the question that meeting him, living in the same place is something that's a goal. So like, lead with those things that you like need in your goals, and then like use those to like check yourself. Mm-hmm. I think like you could be like, okay, like, no, like, we talked about this. This is what I need. I'm not getting it. And then, like, make your decisions from there. Don't make your decisions based on just, like, well, you know, it's been, like, 3 years. And it's, like, not. It's, like, fine. You know, we get along really well. We really love each other.
Yeah.
Could love a lot of people.
You sure can. Of course, there's definitely no pressure to decide right now.
Right.
Today.
Me. I'm, like, you get 6 months.
Yeah. Well, no, I just mean, like.
No, I know.
Yeah. Definitely, like. Like, make a choice. Talk to about it as soon as like, he's comfortable and, like, set a time frame. But, right. like, you don't have to decide if yes. this is what you want today.
No.
Continue to, like, reassess. Keep asking yourself the questions that we're asking right. you. And if it makes you happy today, like, great.
Right.
And, you know, check. Write a note to yourself in 6 months, like, let me make sure that this yeah, is still
like
really
evaluate
what
the situation.
Yeah, what's working for me. So we want you to be happy, and we want you yeah. to feel loved and prioritized and just getting the things that you need.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for writing in.
Thanks for writing in.
We love you.
I hope he's hot.
Yeah. He probably is.
Yeah, right.
That's, you know. Mm-hmm. He must be.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah. Well, let us know, though, too. Text us or DM us.
Send us a text or a DM. We yeah. would love more dirty details.
Yes, please.
Thank you for listening to season 4 of Astro Sluts. We've had a wonderful time traveling the world with you all. We have a little event at home coming up.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us about
sure.
it?
Sure. We have our first ever live podcast. We're really excited. It's going to be on November 7th in Chicago. And if you are a Chicago friend and you want to come, Send us a DM. We have a couple guest list spots available, and we would obviously love for our listeners to be there and be the smiling faces we are looking back at. So I would say send us a DM, like on Instagram, if you want to come, if you want more details. It'll be November 7th. It's a Monday night. It'll probably be like 6 is when we usually do events and things. And yeah, send us a message and we can hook you up.
We'd love to see you there.
We'd love to see you there.
In the meantime, before season 5, we will be continuing our quickies on Fridays. Mm-hmm. So make sure to look out for those. We are going to be prioritizing TikTok more in the coming months.
Yes.
And we will see you for full-length episodes in the new year.
Slay, 2023.
That is crazy.
That is crazy.
That is about to happen.
I know.
But thank you for joining us. We love you.
Thank you for listening.
And we'll see you soon.
Yay. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye, sluts.